Here's your weekly dose of something geeky. It's the Geek Cave Skypecast, brought to you by Shirtosaurus.com.
And welcome to another edition of the Geek Cave. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
That is not, in fact, Justin. TGC Aww. Liz, Elizabeth, is joining us on the podcast. Welcome.
Hello.
Now, finally, we have had all of the Geek Cave contributors on at some point. And I think you two must have found a baby and brought it into the cave. I don't know what's up with that. But it is what it is.
She followed us home.
It followed you home. Well,
she just looks so cute. We didn't want to bring her to the shelter right away.
You know, once you pet them and feed them, I mean, that's, you know, you're kind of stuck with them. E3, that's a thing that happened.
Oh, yeah. E3. What does that stand for again?
The Electronic Entertainment Expo.
That would be three E's, at least at the beginning.
Yeah. Indeed.
That's really a lot of E's when you get down to it. How many E's is that?
Electronic Entertainment. Five?
Entertainment X. Yeah, five. Why? Oh, wow. Five E's.
So really, we're covering E5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we do like to go one step beyond.
Or in this case, two.
Woo.
But for the sake of those playing at home at geekcavepodcast.com, the tag is E3 2014. But anyway, you know what? I'm really impressed with just about everybody. Except for Electronic Arts. I wasn't impressed with them. But everyone else, yeah.
I didn't actually watch Electronic Arts. I started to watch Electronic Arts. And then after about...
Yeah.
Three sports games and a couple of remakes. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the most interesting thing from that conference to me was the concept art for Mass Effect, which just annoyed me that they had only nothing but concept art for Mass Effect. So,
well, it means that you'll finally get to see a teaser trailer next year. And then you'll get to see a gameplay trailer the following year.
Yeah. And then maybe and holiday
then
2016.
Maybe
yeah.
Holiday 2016 or holiday 2017, you'll see a game. However, it will only be available on the Xbox One.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Which I would like to say on record that Microsoft had the most improved award this year.
Yes.
From last year to this year was a complete turnaround, such that I seriously consider getting an Xbox right now.
You know what? And I know that Justin is going to beat me up over this, but I'm kind of there too. I'm considering it as well. They focused on games.
They absolutely focused on games, and they weren't focused strictly on the bro shooters and
the sports.
And the sports.
Spurs. Which is, yeah.
Yeah. They didn't focus on that to the tune where there's at least a good four exclusives for Microsoft that I'm a little jealous that I can't play unless I pick them up.
Yeah, I was looking at them, and I'm not a big racing guy, so Forza really wasn't my thing, but...
Nor mine.
No. But Sunset Overdrive looks ridiculously fun.
Sunset Overdrive, I am a great big fan of the Ratchet & Clank games, and this is the same people.
Yeah, so that makes sense. The new Fable, you know, Fable Legends co-op allowed, which means you can even play as the villain, which is interesting. I'm always a big Fable fan. When they announced Fable Anniversary was coming to PC, I squeed a little bit inside because that meant I didn't have to go out and buy an Xbox 360 to play it. The Master Chief Collection, if you like Halo, obviously the Master Chief Collection. I mean, Halo is what got me into first-person shooters, and I've seen some of the artwork, how they've compared the old Halo 2 versus the new HD version, and it is just wow.
It's mind-blowing how much improved it is from one to the other.
The side-by-sides on the cave, yeah.
Yeah.
One of them that surprised me with... that I would like to play is Spark.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
If for no other reason, I get to finally play a Conker game.
Yes, Conker! God, it's been so long.
10 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something, yeah.
And I think Conker said 10 years since we've had a game. We may as well make it ourselves.
Now, Scalebound looks really
good. Scalebound looks amazing.
Yes.
And the baby agrees.
Hush you.
Baby agrees as well. Phantom Dust, they're bringing back like an old Xbox One game. Well, sorry, Xbox original game.
Crackdown.
Oh, God. I can't tell you how many hours I wasted in Crackdown on the 360.
And the other one for me, I'm interested in it from an art perspective, but I don't know if I want to play it because it looks like it's going to have a sad ending.
Yeah.
Is the Ori and the Blind Forest.
Oh, yeah. That game was beautiful.
It looks absolutely gorgeous, but as I'm looking at it, it has that same kind of look as Majin and the Forbidden Forest. I think it was a PS3 title.
Yeah.
And it looks sad.
It does.
Like, it looks sad all the way that you're playing it. It's okay. Oh.
Now, to be fair, I mean, Microsoft did a lot of things right, but I think one thing that everyone noticed is a complete lack of Kinect.
Well, there was Kinect games there, but they just didn't really seem to stress it, because there are some games that you can tell where obviously those are Kinect. You know, the dance games, a couple of their ID at Xbox games.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, but what I meant was that there's no you remember the prior year, it was all television and Kinect, and this year it's, okay, yeah, we can do TV, but yeah, it's all games and Kinect, yeah, that's a thing that exists, it's over here.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of put it in the corner. Rise of the Tomb Raider had me scared for a second, because I thought for a second, oh, if this is an exclusive,
indeed,
then screw it, I'm spending $400. Thank goodness it's not an exclusive.
Thank goodness it's not. I was thinking the same thing, quite honestly, because after the Microsoft press conference, I was thinking to myself, Sony should really be worried if they haven't brought their A game.
Yeah.
I mean, Microsoft's press conference was that good.
Yeah.
And I think we can talk about the cross-platform stuff probably between Sony and Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think there's anything that's going to be cross-platform from these two to Nintendo, is there?
No. And we'll get into Nintendo's in a little bit. Nintendo's conference, I thought, was fantastic. But it also was very heavy, in first party, which makes a lot of sense considering a lot of third parties have jumped ship. So Nintendo's decided we're just going to do it ourselves, and we'll get into that. But yeah, some of the third party stuff. I mean, EA did show off a little bit of gameplay of Star Wars Battlefront, which does look great.
It does.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mass Effect is probably going to be good, but other than that, they didn't really have a lot. I mean, they showed some Dragon Age. They showed Mirror's Edge 2, which, you know, everyone assumed was coming. But, I don't know, I played the first Mirror's Edge. I wasn't really that impressed. So, you know, hopefully if you like Mirror's Edge, you'll enjoy it. Battlefield Hardline caught my attention. Mostly because it's a first-person shooter, but it's cops versus robbers.
Was that one on... Yeah, that was during the Sony press conference that they showed that one.
They also showed it off during the EA one, but that one looks actually pretty good. I'm not a big Battlefield guy, but that one looks pretty good.
I'm not excited for it, but that's very outside my realm of play.
Yeah,
I mean, my idea of first person shooters is Fallout 3 and Portal.
Yeah, now you might like Far Cry, and Far Cry 4 looks like it's going to be just as good as 3 was.
Let's see. Far Cry 4 looked fun. Dead Island 2 made me laugh my tail end off.
The only one that made me laugh more was Magicka 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Magicka 2 had some. Now, I would say that I would like to say that I am back on board with The Order 1886.
Yeah.
The preview that they showed a couple weeks ago just completely turned me off to it. I was like, great, another brown and gray shooter.
Yeah.
I don't care that it's third person. It's just a brown and gray team shooter. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then they showed again, and it's like, oh, so there's actually single player that looks good. Huh. Well, they should have showed that off.
Yeah, and
I never would have stopped being a fan.
Well, there's that, and Little Big Planet 3 announced for the PS4. I don't know why it caught me by surprise. I guess because we hadn't heard anything about it.
It was one of the more pleasant surprises, I think.
Indeed. I'm really hoping that there is a good, you know, way to play it just as on your own. You don't hopefully don't need four people to play it, because
yeah.
I can't find four people at one point in time whenever I can play.
Now, they did some of those who are on the ground at E3, and we didn't go to E3, A, because we can't afford it, and B, because we'd prefer to not get infected by every disease known to man. But from what I've heard, the controls are tighter, which that makes me smile. One of my biggest complaints about Little Big Planet has been the floatiness of the platforming.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like they've finally started to tighten that up. They're not, you know, Sackboy's not as slippery. And I like the companions that they showed off. I'm just not sure, you know, how they're going to come into play yet.
Well, hopefully one at a time. Well, and the reason I say is, one, I like the idea of having several of them for a co-op thing. I think that it's good that they have a co-op option.
Right.
The two things about it. One, I would like that to be able to be, to continue to be local co-op, as Little Big Planet 1 and 2 had the local co-op that you could do.
Yeah.
Because I think, kind of like Portal 2, you can have amazing puzzles and exploration having these different characters on at the same time. I really think that that'll be great. That being said, there was another one that we watched that I said four-player split would be amazing.
Was that the... what was that? Was that the Fable Legends?
Yeah, Fable Legends. During Microsoft's press conference, they actually showed all four of the five players on the screen at the same time.
Yes.
I said, I would love to have a four-player split screen again.
Yeah.
I would love it.
But the problem with that is it's most likely just going to be run through Xbox Live, which will probably mean four-player online multi. I doubt they'll have split screen. Really, the only company that seems to do split screen multi anymore, couch multiplayer, is Nintendo.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. Now, you should be happy about the DLC for Infamous.
Not DLC.
Well, it's a standalone. Well, it's standalone DLC.
It's a standalone DLC. But yeah. DLC is one of those confusing terms that almost always seems to indicate it's an, more of the same game.
Yeah, it's an add-on.
But in this case, new character, well, old character, but one previously unplayed. It looks marvelous. I'm so looking forward to First Light.
Yeah, I've been...
If I had an extra $3 in my account last night, I would have pre-ordered it.
Yeah, First Light, I mean, I like Fetch, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, more of her character and learning more about her. Grim Fandango, of all things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one the most, sadly enough.
Grim effing Fandango.
It had the best reveal.
Who saw that coming?
Tim Schafer, apparently.
Well, yeah, Tim Schafer.
And Sally.
and Sally or Susie or whatever her name was.
That was great. I really liked No Man's Sky.
That looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, spaceships, dinosaurs.
I said, I'm probably going to pick that one up. I enjoyed Journey the once. Wait, yeah. Journey was Abzu. No Man's Sky was the Hello Games. I like Joe Danger. And Hello Games is the ones who did Joe Danger.
Yes.
And so I'm going to keep supporting them. I like what they did with that. I like the conceit of this new one.
Yeah.
So really, in terms of the games that I'm most interested in, a couple of big ones, The Order, Uncharted 4.
Oh, yes.
Dead Island 2. But mostly a lot of the small ones, because I'm not really a big Mortal Kombat fan.
No.
I mean, I have Mortal Kombat versus DC. I think I've played through half of it once. and just kind of, okay, whenever I want to just see a whole bunch of, you know, misery, I'll keep up with this. But Abzu, No Man's Sky, there was a couple of other, First Light I would consider to be a smaller game, even though it's from a big studio.
Yeah. I mean, Last of Us is coming to PS4 July 29th.
But I already have The Last of Us.
No, I know. I'm just going down the list. You know, PlayStation TV, I'm happy this is finally coming out.
I'm interested in how they're going to make that work. I like the whole Marvel direction they're taking there, you know, Sony Now.
Yeah, well, not just the PlayStation Now, but I'm more interested in just playing Vita games on the TV, because I have a PlayStation Plus account, and I've got these free Vita games that, you know, they keep releasing them, and I'm going to claim them so I can maybe someday play them. And, you know, PlayStation TV, that's a great way to, you know, $100 costs less than a Vita. You just plug it into your TV, and it's ultra-portable. Take it and go.
I have a question that's going to sound really mean.
Yeah?
But it's not meant that way. It's curiosity.
Okay.
You bought a Vita like I did at launch.
I did.
And you played, I think, 3, maybe 4 games on it.
That is true.
Uncharted, Assassin's Creed. Did you play Little Deviance?
No.
No. But a couple other games.
Yeah.
And then you sold it.
I did.
You know, it wasn't doing it for you. There wasn't a lot coming out for it.
Right.
And you sold it. What is the difference between the PlayStation Vita and the Wii U? Because the Wii U, you bought it at launch.
Yeah.
You've played a few games on it.
Yeah.
And then nothing really has come out for it.
Well, the difference is there have been things that have come out for it that I've been interested in and I have picked up. Whereas the Vita, there were things that came out that I was kind of interested in, but I didn't want to buy.
Hmm.
I mean, I've bought a lot of eShop titles with the Wii U. I just recently picked up Mario Kart 8 and Wonderful 101, both of which are fantastic games. I guess the difference is I could see things on the horizon for the Wii U, but I could not see things on the horizon for the Vita, because really, there was no release schedule, there was nothing being said until after I got rid of my Vita.
Nintendo does do a remarkable job of supporting their own, even if no one else will.
Exactly.
You know you're going to get Mario, you know you're going to get Zelda.
Right, and for me, that was the Wii U, was the promise of things coming that I knew I was going to like. Whereas the Vita, there was no real strong promise there. There is now, but, you know, back when I had my Vita, and after the first 6 months, I'm looking at the future, and I didn't see a whole hell of a lot of anything coming down the pike.
So my next one was Tearaway, which has not been that long ago.
Yeah, and, you know, before Tearaway, and, you know, in between there was Gravity Rush and a couple other things, there still, to this day, really haven't been too many things about the Vita that got me excited. But, you know, $100 for PlayStation TV, which will play PS1 and PS2 games via PSN. It'll play the PlayStation Now streaming service. It'll also play Vita games. Okay, that's enough to get me interested.
And all you need is a DualShock 3 to do it.
Which I already have 2 of, so.
Awesome. So, getting back into the Sony press conference.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to seeing how Entwined does. Do you remember that one? The one where you play a bird and a fish using the two joysticks at the same time to control two characters.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be really confusing, but it could be good.
Well, I thought the same. Honestly, I thought the same thing about Flower.
Yeah.
You know, when Flower came out, I'm like, what the? So I'm supposed to blow all these petals over? What?
How do I game?
And this kind of takes me to that same idea. The idea that, okay, you just kind of do. You zone out and you play the game. And I look forward to that. I kind of like these weird avant-garde kind of things.
Right.
They're not necessarily things that I want to spend, you know, $30 on, but it's $10. I'm kind of interested in that.
Okay.
I can hate a game for $20, so I can certainly hate a game for $10.
Well, that's what Steam sales are for as well, for our PC listeners.
It looks to be one that I'm going to find absolutely gorgeous to look at and absolutely frustrating to play. Anytime I have to control two characters using the joysticks, you know, Ni No Kuni when they had that section.
Right.
Cookies and Cream way back in the PS2 era. I don't know why my brain does not work that way.
You also don't play the piano with both hands.
No, my right hand's great. My left hand's But put them together, it doesn't work.
Ah. Well, that's a bit of trivia I just learned. all right. Well, jumping real quick before we wrap up Sony. Yes, Uncharted 4 does have Nathan Drake. Everyone can stop worrying.
I wasn't worried. I was actually a little disappointed.
But
I was hoping they were going to go way different direction, and I think they're going to kill Sully.
Exactly. I was just about to say, I mean, A Thief's End is the subtitle. Nathan looked a little haggard in the trailer. He looked a little, I mean, obviously it's a few years, at least a few years after Uncharted 3. He looks older. We didn't get much other than, you know, just a CGI trailer. But, I mean, we know what we're getting with Uncharted, so we have reason to believe it's going to be good.
Yeah. We have reason to believe, and I hope that it is. It's kind of like Destiny. I hope Destiny's good. It looks interesting. But I'm probably going to wait for the reviews before I pull the trigger on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be in the Destiny beta. Hopefully we'll get them to let us live stream some of it so everyone can watch. But that's a game that, well, you know, I'm keeping a really close eye on. Another one is the new Legend of Zelda game. Did you guys see the trailer for that?
I did.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
We're on to Nintendo now.
Yeah, well, I think we pretty much touched everything.
We can just sit back. We don't actually have to say anything anymore. We can let Darren gush.
Well, you know,
snicked gush even.
A little bit of the, you know, oh my god, has calmed down. But I really do think Nintendo had exactly the kind of presentation they needed to have going in. The Wii U had completely lost anything that even resembled momentum. And this got people talking about the Wii U. I mean, Smash Brothers, now they've been so inundated with character requests for Smash Brothers, they decided
Wii U is still just a thing to the baby. The baby says, yeah, Wii U. I'm not listening.
But Smash Brothers,
trying to say Wii U.
they're now letting you use your Mii in Smash Brothers, which that could open up some pretty interesting stuff. They decided, screw it, we're tired of hearing all of your character requests here. Just make them yourself.
I think that it's a good idea the way that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because basically all you're designing is the skin of three different characters.
Right.
And giving them, what, three different powers?
One of three setups.
Mm-hmm.
And then each one of those three gets one of three setups.
Yeah.
So it's like nine different characters, basically.
So, you know, that looks fun. Nintendo, we reported this on the Geek Caves website a while back about Nintendo coming out with their little figurines to kind of go after Skylanders. They call them Amiibos. Yeah, very stupid name. I'm not so sure about the execution there.
Well, I said they could have made that a whole lot better just by turning that B into a G.
Amigos, you know, yes.
Well, you call it the Amigo, then they still spell it the same.
Yeah.
You know, so it still has that Wii branding of the double I's. But at least I would say that probably most in the American audience and probably most in the European audience would understand that Amigo is Spanish for friend.
Right.
well, male friend anyway. I think that it would work out well doing that. Amiibo, I don't know. It just sounds funky.
It does. It does. But Captain Toad's getting his own game. I liked the Captain Toad segments in Super Mario 3D World almost better than the rest of the game itself. So I'm kind of excited about that. But yeah, Zelda is pretty much the thing that's got everyone talking. It's going to be open world. People are already comparing it to Skyrim, but with Zelda. You know, because of what the Zelda producer...
You can already have Zelda in Skyrim if you play on a PC.
And I do,
So what do you need the Wii U for? You've already got it.
Well, it's still playing Skyrim, whereas this would be the Zelda experience. And I don't really need to defend it other than just say, just, you know, looked at the trailer. If you got excited about it, great. If you didn't, meh. I got excited about it. And I'm looking forward to it. Some people are debating whether or not the character is actually Link. In fact, the series producer said nobody ever said that was Link on the horse.
I turned to Chad whenever we saw it and said, that doesn't look like Link. It looks more like if Link and Zelda had a kid.
And that like might
an amalgamation of the two.
And that might be where they go with this, and that'd be fantastic if they did. But we'll have to wait and see for more details. They say it's out by the end of next year. I don't know. I don't know if that'll happen. Mostly because an open world Zelda that looks that good, which it does look incredible, I don't know if...
I agree, it looks good.
Unless they've been working on this since before the Wii U launched, which chances are they probably were. I just don't know if they can meet that 2015 deadline.
Now, I disagree with something that you said.
Okay.
I don't know if Nintendo did what they really needed to do. And here's why.
Well, okay.
Well, I think, and I was talking with Elizabeth about this earlier, I think that they did what they needed to do for existing Wii U owners to be excited and glad that they have a Wii U. I do not think that they did what they needed to do to get a non-Wii U owner interested in buying one.
Well, I would disagree with you in that, you know, the Xenoblade Chronicles X is a game that appeals to JRPG fans.
Which was weird. That was the one I said it looked just really uninspired.
Well, see, and now that's... I've been looking forward to that game. And, you know, that information got me excited. Bayonetta 2, that appeals to, like, the mature crowd. So does Devil's Third, which is the game coming from Ninja Gaiden's creator.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Yoshi game that looks like it mashes up with Kirby's Epic Yarn. A new Star Fox game, which... people have personally told me they're waiting until that was announced before they got a Wii U. And the same thing with Zelda, both Hyrule Warriors, which is a Dynasty Warriors mashup, and, you know, the new open world Zelda, two games that have also, I've been told directly, that they were waiting until something like that happened before they put down for a Wii U.
And I guess I'm glad that they're announced, and I agree with you, for the most part, they look like really good games. And they look like fun games. And I'm probably going to wait until the Wii U is almost ready to be replaced before I buy one. And then I'll just have this backlog of games that will be available.
Right.
It just... then again, we may end up getting one for Christmas because at Yoshi's Woolly World, Elizabeth said something to the effect of, damn it, I didn't want to buy a Wii U.
It does look really fun.
Not yet.
It does look really fun.
I am certainly not the audience that they... I'm not the audience they had in mind when they spent a lot of time on Smash Brothers and Amiibo and
Kirby and the
Pokemon and Kirby and...
right, but these are all franchises
and Hyrule
that make
World
them...
and Xenoblade Chronicles X and Mario Maker and Splatoon and...
I would disagree with you in that I would think someone like you would enjoy Mario Maker.
Oh, because I was just going down the list and being kind of cynical. Mario Maker looks like an interesting time. It really does. I like the idea that you can do the 8-bit or the more advanced. I wonder if it's... I'm kind of interested in what it is. Is it a game that you can go in and then you can create your levels, or is it you create a game?
I think it's create levels. I think it's, from what I've heard, it's going to be similar to, you know, in Little Big Planet, how you can download user-created levels.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be similar to that. You can either make your own or you can just play someone else's.
Oh, did you see that on the, or hear that in the Little Big Planet press, you know, part of the press conference, is that you'll be able to play any of the user-made ones on the PS4 right away?
And that's pretty sweet.
And I think they said with updated graphics, which I don't know how that could be since it's already in high def.
Right. No, just higher def. I don't know.
Then again, it might be just taking the stuff and basically saying, well, instead of a little big planet, two block, we know that you used a block this big. Now it's just going to be the little big planet three block of the same type. So it automatically, you know, that way, because I was saying you got millions upon millions of levels and games. They're not going through and fixing all those. There's got to be a way of doing it.
Right. And that may be the case. Now, you know, Bayonetta 2, I mean, that's a game I think would be up your alley. Have you played the first one?
I did not, because the PlayStation 3 version of the game was so horrendous.
Well, Bayonetta 2 comes with Bayonetta 1 for the Wii U.
That's true. I think Bayonetta, really the ones that I'm most interested in from their press conference proper.
Yeah.
Bayonetta, Zelda, and Captain Toad.
Okay.
Those are the ones that I am absolutely the most interested in. Splatoon does look interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, you know, buy it right away interesting.
Yeah, that looks like it's probably going to be an eShop title, I imagine. I would be more interested in Smash Brothers if I could find people that would play with me. Because usually whenever I play Smash Brothers and I invite friends, they only play it maybe once, and then they don't like losing, so they don't want to play with me anymore.
I don't like fighting games.
Yeah, and that's true. You don't.
My idea of having fun with a fighting game is putting in Uncharted 1 and playing that, you know, right after you discover that El Dorado's been taking, and then fighting your way back out. Or, you know, playing the first level of Super Mario Brothers over and over again, and just jumping on Goomba heads. That's my kind of fighting game.
Well, now you can create your own, where you can just create a row of Goombas that you can just bounce your entire way across the level.
And I plan on it.
Well, there you go, Mario Maker.
Once we get a Wii U. Probably this Christmas.
But yeah, I mean,
if we don't get an Xbox One.
And I get it. I get where you're coming from.
It's one console a year, you know, yeah. $800 is a lot of money. Or $700 is a lot of money.
Well, you know, the bonus is if you get the Wii U, you get a game with it.
Yeah.
So, and if you don't like the game, you can just trade that game in.
Mm.
But, you know, I get what you're saying as far as who Nintendo's focus is on. But, you know, you miss one important thing, is that Smash Brothers, Kirby, Pokemon, these things sell millions of copies at a time. And as a business, you know, that's going to be their focus. People are going to buy a Nintendo system for Smash Brothers. They are going to buy a Nintendo system for Pokemon because, you know, that's the only place you can get them. And that's why Nintendo went down this road. There aren't very many third parties in that long list of titles because Nintendo has decided we're just going to have to do it ourselves.
And then once they probably sell the consoles, you know, the rats will come back to the ship.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, Ubisoft says that they've been sitting on it. Ubisoft says they have a game that's been done for 6 months and they haven't released it on Wii U because, you know, well, they just don't think that there are enough consoles.
Because they're stupid?
In the wild. No, they said they haven't released.
I agree. Ubisoft's a pain in the neck.
They said they haven't released
because
it just because.
They spent all the money to produce it and then not going to put it out?
Yeah, they said they're not going to release it until there are more consoles sold. Which, that comes across to me as a little prickish, but whatever.
A little prickish?
Well, no, the rest of the prickishness came from their Assassin's Creed announcement. Assassin's Creed Unity, you know, four-player co-op, but you can't play as a female assassin because, and I quote, developing her would just be too hard.
Hmm.
This is a game with 10 development studios working on it, but it'd be too hard.
Because someone completely covered with a robe.
Yeah.
And a hood.
Breasts.
How do I
boob? They don't have to be huge.
They do. How else would you know she's a woman? Because all women have huge breasts. That's why our daughter's got to go into surgery here in another couple of months to make sure that people know she's a girl baby.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, that took a turn.
It's amazing how stupid the argument sounds,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
You hear that, Ubisoft? It sounds that stupid.
Mm. Okay,
I came up with the stupidest thing I could possibly say.
All right, so David Goyer and Ubisoft are on the Crystal Steamer list.
Yay! Wait, oh.
Yeah. And so the thing is, Assassin's Creed Unity might be good, but that reasoning alone has turned me off to it.
I haven't played an Assassin's Creed through since the second one. The second one was so good, I started up Brotherhood, and I was like, eh.
No, 4 is really good. Black Sails is pretty good.
I'm sure it is. I haven't picked them up because, well, other things came up. When Brotherhood was not really any fun for me, I found other things to play, and then other things to play, and other things to play, so I never went back to Assassin's Creed, because there's been continual, you know, fun things to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Grand Theft Auto V is coming to the PS4 and Xbox One. Like, nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, I would actually like to know, how many from last generation are now going to be on this next generation?
Yeah, you got Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, I mean,
that one was coming back. Let's see, we talked about Grim Fandango from way back is coming back. Mm-hmm. Crackdown, Phantom Dust was a remake. Who else do we have?
Grand Theft Auto.
There's been talk of bringing Red Last Dead back.
Red Dead, okay.
Red Dead, Last of Us.
Last of Us, yeah.
I know.
I mean, that's
more.
Never minding the ones that have already been the ones.
Tomb Raider, and those have already been out. Yeah.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried that we're seeing so many of just last generation.
The Kingdom Hearts games.
Kingdom Hearts games, but the Kingdom Hearts games are at least PS2 era.
And they're only showing up on PS3, not on PS4.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
I think it's mostly to get people up to date for whenever they release the third one.
Well, yeah. I think it's also due to the success of like the early on HD collections that this is an easy way to get cash with minimal effort. I mean, all you have to do is basically take the game, bump up the textures, maybe add a couple of new features, and you're good.
Yeah, well, except for Kingdom Hearts 1, I thought they had to remake that because they lost the code.
Yeah, because they were idiots in that regard. Yes. Yeah.
That was their own fault.
Somebody was showing off his magnet collection in the server room. Look, this one's a really big one. I can stick it to anything. Like this hard drive.
And now I'm sticking it to fans. Yeah, and we got a little bit of Kingdom Hearts 3 news, but not really, just kind of, hey, it's going to be good.
Hey, there's a thing!
It's kind of like the Mass Effect announcement that really cheeses me off about E3, when they show you nothing more than maybe like a drawing and say, we're working on something. Well, we already knew you were working on something. Thanks for that. That's like me calling up my boss and saying, hey, you know what I'm doing right now? Work. And then hanging up.
You know, it kind of makes me want to do that now.
I mean, that is essentially what they're doing. They're coming out and they're telling everybody, we are doing our jobs, and then going off stage.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
You know, going to the E3 predictions that we had.
Yeah.
Couple weeks ago, I did see Uncharted 4, like an actual trailer,
mm-hmm.
not gameplay footage, which I was hoping for, but we did see a trailer.
Right.
I did not see God of War, a little bit disappointed about that, to be honest, and did not see Microsoft, you know, fall on its face.
No.
Now, I can say that I am pleased at that, because three strong press conferences means a stronger gaming, you know, world.
Yeah, and stronger competition means better games for everybody.
I agree with that. So I'm happy to be wrong about that one.
Now, I don't remember all of my predictions because I've slept since then. I do remember predicting
Mass Effect.
I remember predicting they'd do like a re-release of Mass Effect for the next-gen consoles, which did not happen. I know that there was kind of Mass Effect at E3, kind of. I mean, there was music and a Krogan, and that's about it.
Hmm.
I wish I could remember what else I predicted. I knew that we were going to see something about Zelda. I didn't know that we were going to see some actual gameplay. which did surprise, and you know, it surprised me and it pleased me.
And of course, Justin did not get what he wanted, which was for Nintendo to come out and just say, "We're sorry."
Yeah. Well, they probably just would have said, "Please understand," instead.
Yep.
Indeed. Nintendo didn't... I guess the whole press conference could kind of be seen as an apology because it was pretty much giving a lot of their vocal fans what they wanted.
I mean, with the exception of an actual Mario game.
Yeah, which, you know, every year is a Mario game, so I guess I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
I did love the Robot Chicken, you know, work that they did. That was a nice... When it started with Robot Chicken, I thought, oh, man... This is either going to be really good or really bad.
Turns out it was both.
I enjoyed it, though.
Oh, it was funny. It was Robot Chicken funny, which means that it was really good and really bad.
Yeah. I think my favorite skit was Bowser apologizing to Peach and then wanting the last donut.
So, is it okay if I have that last donut?
I deserve that. But it was nice to see that Nintendo can poke fun at themselves and their tropes a little bit. I mean, that was good.
Yes, I agree. And it was done well, and it was done tastefully. So, good for them.
I guess that kind of sums up Nintendo. It's done well, and it's done tastefully, and they're all right.
They're like the non-creepy uncle.
Pretty much.
I mean, he's all right to hang around with. You don't get nearly as many fun stories.
Yeah.
But in the end, you're never hurt by him.
Yeah, and, well, except for the Virtual Boy incident, but where people were physically hurt. But, no, I mean, I would never...
Or as Sony's calling it, Project Morpheus.
Yeah. And I would never say... At least in today's generation, that the Wii U should be your only system. I mean, Nintendo, for the most part, since the GameCube, really, has been creating what I would call supplemental systems, you know? Mm-hmm. I would recommend a Wii U as a supplemental system. If you have a PS4 or an Xbox One, or a gaming PC, get a Wii U, because the exclusives are traditionally really good.
I don't disagree with you. Still going to be a bit before I get one.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, especially since a lot of the really good stuff they show don't come out until 2015.
Yeah, that's just going to make it take a little bit longer.
And then never go on sale.
Yeah, and then we'll never go on sale.
Yeah, that's... them's the breaks, I guess. All right, well, as far as E3 goes, I mean, what do you guys think was, you know, like the moment that kind of sticks out to you the most? Because right now, for me, other than the Zelda trailer, really the Microsoft press conference and how impressed I was by it.
Yes, I got to say that was probably the biggest thing for me, too, is Microsoft knew that it needed to bring the games, and it did just that. It did exactly... all three of them did pretty much what they needed to do, but Microsoft really impressed me in that.
From the moment I saw Sunset Overdrive and had the thought, oh... crap.
Yeah.
Now I want an Xbox. That was kind of the big standout moment. And then three games later, they're talking about Spark and showing the things you can do that. And then just a couple games later, they're talking about Scalebound.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
True story.
Four games that I want to play, and they're going to be exclusive to the system that I don't like.
True story. After Scalebound and Crackdown, I looked around my living room to see what could I sell.
I didn't look to see what I could sell, although I did consider, you know, what could I go without for a while.
Well, I'm looking, I'm like, okay, I can make some money off that. I can make some money off that. I still wouldn't have enough. And then I started figuring out, well, how much... are like my parents going to be spending on me for Christmas?
How much can I get for my Wii U?
No, I'm not selling my, especially not after that Zelda trailer. But
maybe I can just hand them the tablet part, and then I have a high definition Wii.
Mm.
Which is what everyone wanted.
Well, you know, to be fair, at least unlike Microsoft, Nintendo's sticking to their guns as far as their vision for their console.
Absolutely. I just, in good fun, I have a great respect for Nintendo for the most part.
Yeah. But no, I agree. I hate the tablet. There's only maybe one or two games I've played, Wonderful 101 and Zombie U, that use the tablet to full efficiency. And that's, I mean, Scribblenauts probably does. I haven't picked up a Scribblenauts game for the Wii U yet, but I would imagine that would work well.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine so. Scribblenauts tends to be very good with what it does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking forward to getting it for the DS. You know, getting some of the Scribblenauts games for the DS or 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you should.
I know I should. I want the one that has Batman in it.
Oh, yeah, Scribblenauts Unmasked.
That can only make it better.
Because that can only make the game better.
Yeah, just ask Superman.
It's like, what's the only thing that could make Arkham Knight better is if they had more than one Batman.
I don't know. The Scarecrow stuff looks kind of sweet.
The Scarecrow stuff looks magnificent.
Which is exclusive to the PS4.
It was scary. It was creepy. What was the other creepy one that we saw? It was
Bloodborne?
Bloodborne. Yeah, Bloodborne looked nice and creepy, too.
Yeah.
For the PS4.
Ratchet and Clank, the movie, is kind of saddening, though.
Yeah, that's miserable.
Now, Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, is also going to be sad.
Yeah, it's live action and...
Yeah. It'll be just like Werewolf Sonic.
I'm expecting some long lines of Smurfs.
Or Underdog.
It is my deep-seated opinion that games should not be made into movies, because if it's a bad movie, then it just reflects poorly on the games. If it's a good movie, it's because you wanted to be able to play it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that was a really good story and a lot of fun. Man, I wish that was on a console so I can play it.
I really wish Sega had, done more. Because their announcements were just kind of, hey, here's the Sonic game that you already know about. Here's a couple other games you already know about. We know you want Skies of Arcadia HD, but you're not getting it.
Well, nobody really wants it, Darren. I mean, it's you and like three people.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Oh.
Wasn't that a GameCube game?
No, yes. But it was a Dreamcast game before that.
Oh.
It was re-released on the GameCube.
I see. Now, do you still have your original Wii?
No, I traded it in for the Wii U.
So you have no way of playing Skies of Arcadia if you were even to get a copy of it on the game for the GameCube.
Indeed.
Well, I would be nice and let him borrow mine.
Would you?
I would.
Because
I think by now I can say that that's my console.
Yeah. I think there's... Well, I've not played the Skyward Sword yet.
Skyward Sword is pretty good.
I've heard that it's great. I didn't get it when it launched.
I would say
it launched real close to the holidays. And I didn't get it, but I got other games.
Yeah.
And by the time I played those other games, I was like, and okay.
And now there's more games.
The only qualifier I would say for Skyward Sword is you either love it because of the controls or you hate it because of the controls.
Wonderful.
There's no halfway, it seems. I thought the controls were intuitive. I loved the game. But I know people that love Zelda and they absolutely hated it. So your mileage may vary.
Ain't that about always the case?
Yeah, especially when it comes to Nintendo and gimmicks.
Well, really anybody in gimmicks.
Yeah.
I mean, I still consider the Kinect a gimmick. The PlayStation Move is a gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
I got to give Microsoft that, though. They at least stuck with the Kinect longer than PlayStation stuck with the Move.
That's true.
And really, they're still sticking with the Kinect. I mean, I would argue that Microsoft still understands that 95% of their user base is still going to have the Kinect. So their developers, even though their developers now have the option of including it or not, but... Now it means that, you know, we can put this in, and probably 9 times out of 10, the person's going to have a Kinect.
Well, for the Just Dance games.
Yeah.
Or was it Just Dance, is that one?
Fantasia.
Fantasia, yes. That's
music
another one.
Evolved.
See, that's another one that I'm kind of interested in, but I don't want to connect. If I were to get an Xbox One, it'd be the cheaper one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, I can't.
Absolutely.
There's no way.
I'm not paying $100 for a $60 item.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't scream, Xbox, play game, and then get it to do it, but I guess I'll live.
Yeah, turns out they have controllers that do the same thing.
I know, it's crazy, right? It's so retro.
It's weird is what it is. Next, they'll be bringing back cables.
Holy balls, yeah. All right, well, this is the longest Skype cast we've ever had, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Congratulations.
You can find all of our E3 coverage at dkpodcast.com. Just look for the E3 2014 tag, click on it, and boom, there you go. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Twitter, at dkpodcast on Twitter, and just facebook.com/dkave. We've got giveaways. And, of course, check us out on Stitcher as well, because it's awesome. And see, the baby agrees. So, I don't know what else to say.
Have a great, wonderful rest of the day. Safe drives for all of you who are listening to us in the car.
I was talking about Stitcher, but yeah, I guess that's accurate as well. all right, for Chad, Elizabeth, and the magnanimous Cantaris, I'm Darren. Thanks for listening, and check back with us in a couple of weeks. Everybody's a geek for something.